The committee, at its meeting on the 29th of March and on the 9th of April again, was provided with an overview of conditions across the main farm enterprises by Chugusk and by other members. And the committee concluded that, notwithstanding the difficulties that some farmers are experiencing, there are sufficient fodder stocks in the country, either on farm or available to purchase. Over the last 2 years, I've committed over €100 million, Cathaoirleach, to fodder support schemes, which provided farmers with up to €1,000 per family farm to help them make and conserve fodder stocks. And this achieved its aim of successfully building up stocks on farms, meaning we don't, despite the unprecedentedly long winter period we've had and just experienced, we don't have a national shortage in the country, as we saw in previous difficult springs and early summers, as in 2018 and in 2013. I asked Chugusk to establish a system also in the last number of weeks for coordinating advisory supports to help farmers maximise existing fodder stocks and to provide a basis for those with surpluses to engage with those who need fodder. And in response to this, Chugusk set up a fodder register, which is helping to connect farmers who have fodder available with those who require it. And we've seen over 250 farmers contacting Chugusk since the setting up of the register, with the majority of farmers offering support of fodder for sale, continuing to exceed the number of farmers seeking fodder by a ratio of 2.5 to 1.